Good morning and praise the Lord, dearly beloved, and to the church in thy house. God's word for today, 3 John, beginning in verse 1. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on their journey after godly sort, thou shalt do well. Because that for his name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles. We therefore ought to receive such, that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words and not content therewith. Neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. Demetrius hath good report of all men and of the truth itself. Yea, and we also bear record, and ye know that our record is true. I had many things to write, but I would not with ink and pen write unto thee. But I trust I shall shortly see thee, and we shall speak face to face. Peace be to thee. Our friends salute thee. Greet the friends by name. Here again we learn the importance of and power of effectual and sincere prayer. This prayer is for Brother Gaius to regain his health and possessions that were wrongfully taken. The wisdom of this prayer is for us to follow the doctrine of Jesus Christ, no matter what, and God will be with us. Our God is the restorer and repair of all breaches, and restitution is one of his greatest qualities. I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel. Maya Angelou. Love God, love others, and love yourself. Again today, let us pray. All wise and eternal God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, it's again this morning we give you thanks, praise, honor, and glory for your goodness and for your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to experience this new day with the saints of our mind, activity of our limbs. And as we embark upon this day, Holy Father, we ask that you would forgive us anywhere and everywhere we failed you in word, in deed, or in thought, that you will take pleasure again today, God, in demonstrating your presence with us, and particularly today, for those of us that will gather in a church house somewhere, in a sanctuary somewhere, Lord God, to give you glory, to reverence you, to God, to honor you, to worship you, Lord, that you would take pleasure in demonstrating your presence with us because of how we do what we do on a daily basis. We thank you this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning, Holy Father, and we ask that anywhere and everywhere that we have failed you in word, in deed, or in thought, please forgive us, God. And as we move forward today, let love, joy, peace, and happiness fill our lives, and let healing, deliverance, prosperity, and salvation overtake us as we go, so that as we witness, as we teach, as we preach, as we demonstrate, God, with clarity and with understanding, this gospel that you've given us to help people to know how to come out of darkness into the light that you've created for the righteous, to come out of the kingdom of the world into this, thy kingdom. God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, God, help us, Lord, hallelujah, as we move forward to be reminded that you chose us, not that we chose you. It's you that have made us, God, and not we ourselves, hallelujah. God, and we know again this morning, God, that Jesus Christ left it on record for us. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these things shall be added unto you. God, and we're striving to hold on to that truth. God, and we're trying to help others to learn that truth and to hold fast to it, because you don't fail. You may not come when we want you to come, Lord, but you always come and deliver us when our deeds are righteous, when our faith is right. God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, and I'm asking you, Lord God, to continue to prove yourself in the lives, God, of those that professed salvation and that you thought enough of us to put your spirit in. God, that as people look on us, as much as they might want to just rail on us and criticize us, Lord God, and try to just ostracize us and put us down, Lord God, they will not be able to deny the fact that even though they treat us bad, we don't act like them. God, even though they don't do the things they ought to do, then try to pretend that they love you so much and they don't see us doing that, that they will see themselves and come out of darkness. And when you see it in their heart, you, God, will bring them out of darkness into this light. And it's the only way we're going to make it. In the name of Jesus the Christ, I thank you, I praise you, and I honor you, Lord, because you've given us the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is, as the scripture teaches, is the power of God unto salvation. It teaches us, gives us wisdom. It gives us understanding to know how to be who you want us to be. And that is, if we love the world, then we don't love you. If we want to seek after the things of the world, then we evidently are not seeking after you, because you told us to be peculiar. You've charged us to be separate. You told us to come out from among them that still love the world and the things of the world. God, and when we find those that say they love you and you're first in their life and they still seek after the worldly things, if we bring it to their attention, help them to understand that we're not trying to judge them, that we're trying to help them, is a corrective, it's a positive correction, that we're trying to help them to see themselves. God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, let it be so, God, in every situation, in every case, everywhere, that people, God, will not just reject the criticism that come to help them to see. God, and it's not so much that we're trying to criticize them, but we're trying to just bring them into clarity and understanding of the intended purpose of the gospel. God, and when we do it, God, give us the right words to speak. Give us the right tone to use. God, to help them to know, as the Lord Jesus, he was humble and he was meek. And help us to do that, that we can gain those, God, that are lost and don't know they are. They don't know, and they don't know that they don't know. So I'm asking you again this morning, Holy Father, if you'd be so kind, look on all the pastors and preachers and teachers that are standing in pulpits and before your people in congregations, wherever they might be this morning or today, God, that they will stand and preach and teach with clarity and with understanding. For the prophet said, when the people repented of their iniquities, you would give them pastors after your heart, God, and they would feed the people with knowledge and understanding. And when the church was born, God, hallelujah, you did just what you had the prophet to prophesy that you would. Hallelujah, because when the people of Jewry, when they looked at Peter and those on the porch of the temple, God just speaking in tongues and going on like something they'd never seen before, then the men, what is this? What's going on here? And when they challenged them, Peter said, this is that was spoken of by the prophet Joel, that in the last day that the Lord would pour out his spirit upon all flesh, sons and daughters, young and old. God, do it, God, and help us. Help the people to understand that. And when they surrender and let you baptize them with your spirit, they'll have the indwelling of your spirit, God, the Christ of God, the anointing, the rock that you built the church on, God, it'll be in our hearts that we can be who you would have us to be, to help those that don't know and don't know that they don't know, to better understand, God, that they'll get it in their heart that they will, you know, I've been wrong all this time and I didn't know it. I've been wrong because I've held on to tradition of men, just like the Apostle Paul did. He held on to the tradition of men. God, but when the Lord Jesus took time with him and he sent him to the preacher and the preacher told him what the Lord had him to tell him, Paul said it was like scales fell from his eyes. God, and just there are still people today. There are some people today, God, that will get up, that are getting up today, getting ready to go out to the church house, God, and they still don't know you in the parting of their sin because they've never received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They get a feeling, God, they feel your presence come on them, but they've never let your presence come in them. They've never let the Spirit in because in their heart, they got to clean up some things. They got to acknowledge the fact that they just don't know, but they accept your will. And when they do that, God, they're sincere. You're going to baptize them with the Holy Ghost, and they shall have the indwelling of the Christ of God so they can, God, just change their environments, change their, wherever they are, because wherever they are, churches, wherever we are, because we make up the church. God, and we thank you for it. God, and just to get your preachers, God, that they preach and to teach and declare this gospel without fear, without favoritism, or without compromise, but to do it with purpose, pride, dignity, and diligence, to help people to understand what they don't understand. God, and as we do it in humility and meekness, being led by your Spirit, using your word, God, if they go on, if they continue to seek after you, they will realize that's what they told me. But it took me this long to get here. If that's the case with them, Lord, just save them still in the name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord. And God, that those that are sick and in sick beds, wherever they are, God, but when you hear their cry and they're crying out to you by faith in Jesus' name, God, and asking you to please heal their bodies, to get them out of the sick beds, hear that cry, Holy Father, this morning, and get them out of their sick beds and on their feet, that they can move and tell their family members, I want to go to church today. Do it, God, like only you can. For those that have lost their way for allowing their feelings and their emotions to control them, God, as I ask you every morning, God, for those that are still out there, they're still guilty, God, of allowing their feelings and their emotions to drive them to cause them to make decisions that they ought not make, because your word teaches us by the wisest man that there was, God, in the land, as the scripture teaches about King Solomon. He said, acknowledge the Lord in all thy ways and he will direct thy path. God, and if we walk in that wisdom, God, we know, hallelujah, that we're not going to go after those things, God, that the flesh still wants, particularly with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost will lead us and guide us into all truth, because the Lord Jesus left it on record. When he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will lead you and guide you into all truth and even to bring to mind those things that are yet to come. We thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord God. And we ask you, God, again today to restore self-sufficiency and financial independence like only you can. We ask you, God, again today to strengthen the hearts of those that have lost loved ones and are struggling to move forward. We ask you again, God, this morning to turn every home into a God-presence home through prayer and the reading of your word as a family unit, that parents will pray with and over their children every morning before they leave for school and every night before they lay down to go to sleep. We thank you this morning, Holy Father, because we know that it's by your word that we're going to become who you want us to be, because that's why you gave us your word, God. And we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord. And again, and as I say every morning, God, we know that you are our shepherd and we should not want, and that you're going to lead us and guide us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. You're going to supply all our needs according to your riches in glory. God, you're going to maintain our cause. God, and the things that we need, God, you're going to add the things that we need to be who you want us to be. So all we've got to do is just remain honest, remain severe, remain dedicated and committed, God, in Ikarabahoshanda, hallelujah. And you're going to demonstrate your presence through us to help others to learn how to come out of darkness into this marvelous light. And so again this morning, everybody that seek you in sincerity and in truth, God, baptize them with the Holy Ghost, that they'll have the indwelling of the Christ of God. And for them to know it, that they have it. The Bible said on the day of Pentecost, they speak in tongues as you, God, gave them the utterance to do it, because Jesus said, speaking in a new tongue would be proof to them that they had the indwelling of your Spirit. God, help the people to receive it and stop fighting it, that they can be saved from this underworld generation. We thank you, we praise you, and we know, God, that you want to honor our prayer this morning, because we do ask it in Jesus' name. Amen, and thank you, God. Remember again this morning, everybody, things are not as bad as they seem, and nothing can happen to you today that God and you can't handle. And you keep telling yourself, I'm healed, I'm delivered, I'm prosperous, and I'm saved right now. So again today, you go well and be safe. And remember, as you would that men should do unto you, do ye also unto them, because God is keeping record.